Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us after this.
When Kubota celebrates, Kubota customers win. And right now, we're celebrating over 1.5 million sales in America. That means you win with a special milestones and money-back savings event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take advantage of hundreds or even thousands of dollars in instant cash rebates on select new Kubota equipment now through December 31st. It's the savings event that celebrates Kubota customers, past, present, and future. Learn more at KubotaMilestonesSavings.com.
Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
We've talked to him a lot of times down through the years. Our friend Jim Robb joining us today from the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. And Jim Robb indicates a long-term trend in our cattle business, smaller numbers of cattle as cattle carcass weights rise, offsetting those smaller numbers and keeping our beef supplies up pretty well. He says we're going to see some fundamental changes in that, he believes, in 2012.
I think that's really the long-term trend in this marketplace is herds have shrunk over recent decades, but cattle weights have largely made up for those changes. We're in a bit of a transition point in time now where cattle weights have been recently running very similar to a year ago levels for steers and heifers. Average weights have been down because we've had a large amount of cows in the slaughter mix, and cows weigh quite a bit less than steers and heifers. So that trend in recent years has been a major story in the marketplace. Again, as you mentioned, cattle numbers declining, but really beef production not declining as much. That story probably changes rather significantly, especially in 2012, where the declines in cattle numbers, and even if weights do move higher, we're going to see a rather significant year-to-year decline in beef output in 2012, largely because of the liquidation in cattle numbers over the last 10 to 12 years.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center saying we've got tight supplies of cattle, most certainly, and that will probably dictate, as he indicates, tighter beef supplies, lower beef supplies that will be chased by both the domestic and the international markets in 2012. The other wild card out there, according to Robb, that we're looking at right now, in fact, in the panhandle in southwestern Kansas, winter weather.
We turn our attention now to winter weather conditions. And will the winter weather, as we move into January, February, March, be harsh like it is in some years and actually impede feedlot animal performance and pull cattle prices higher? That's kind of our next weather event, and we often don't think of weather impacting the livestock markets. We think of that more as a crop market phenomena, but we are watching the weather rather closely, especially in the high plains, as we look ahead to rather tight cattle supplies. And if we do have severe winter weather, that will certainly be a force to pull fed cattle prices higher.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, and most certainly any sort of winter weather event, including snow like we've had in the last couple of days, could have impact on cash cattle prices in a hurry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Go and check them out. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. That is your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.